Now, this time it's a friend of mine, Brendan Grace, but he's, well, a little bit in the background, because here Declan Nerney and himself are singing a song about how things in Ireland have changed and are changing.
Changes they have brought. I lived right here in the Emerald Isle since I was just a tot. And Declan's da in his pony trap on Sundays could be seen. But hey, the pony trap's now out of date. It's Butler's limousine. Do you remember the good old days? Forever they are past. They'll never be the same again, 'cause things are changing fast. We still recall the winter nights and the cottages so bright. It wasn't from the electric scheme, 'twas the good old candlelight.
And the Cayley in the country home with the fiddler in the stand. But that would never do today, since the five or the six piece band.
Do you remember the good old days? Forever they are past. They'll never be the same again, 'cause things are changing fast. Rocking chair, the tandem made for two. Memories of years gone by, today they are so few.
Our present need is rush and speed, and travel night and day. A foreign land sent to hand, 'cause things are here to stay.
Do you remember the good old days? Forever they are past. They'll never be the same again, 'cause things are changing fast.
Seen, the mountains stand so tall. They're always there beyond compare. It never changed at all.
Friends we knew were still so true, and will be till the end. I'd give this world of years gone by if they'd be renewed again.
Do you remember the good old days? Forever they are past. They'll never be the same again, 'cause things are changing fast. Do you remember the good old days? Forever they are past. They'll never be the same again, 'cause things are changing fast.
Well, one thing you can say about our Sounds Irish programme this week is that it's certainly mixed, because now we're coming to the Bards, Dermot O'Leary and the Bards. Now, the Bards' biggest hit of all was their Step It Out Mary, and we've played that quite a few times on the programme. But this time we're going to a recording of a live performance of the Bards, in which Dermot confesses his love for a song that I like as well, and I'm sure you've heard it countless times.
Well, friends, there's one of my special favourite songs, and it's the next one. And it goes back many years, right back to the early 50s, to that great film that was made on location in Ireland, The Quiet Man. I'm sure all of you in this room remember the song. So, a little trip down memory lane, and that great song about Innisfree. I met some folks who say that I'm a dream, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure, a body's bound to be a dream when all the things you love are far away, and precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take them o'er the land across the sea, especially when it happens
he's an exile from that dear lovely island in Innisfree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. Find a peace no other land can know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels, and watch the rivers laughing as they flow. But dreams don't last, and dreams are not forgotten. And soon I'm back to stern reality. But though they pave the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose the eye. Innisfree, I still would choose the Isle of Innisfree.
Dermot O'Leary and the Bards, and some fine piano accompaniment as well, and the Isle of Innisfree, a classic where Irish songs are concerned, and so is this next one. But it's an unusual recording of the song, because it's by Connie Foley, who was a big hit in the Dublin area. Oh, would have been around in the 50s. Anyway, Connie Foley, wherever he appeared, and it was mostly in the sort of Gaiety Theatre in the Queens and places like that, where they used to have big concerts and shows that Connie would appear. And this is his version of the song, once again, that you all know so well. A few moments ago, we were with Anne Breen in Killarney. We're staying in County Kerry now, because Connie Foley is telling us all about that well-known Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea, when I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful Vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the rose of a Tralee, the cool shades of evening their mantle were spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays were shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. Though lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
One of the most popular Irish songs of all time, surely, the Rose of Tralee, sung for us there by Connie Foley. This next track, friends, is haunting. It's entitled Róisín Dubh, or Dark Rosaline, which is a name that they often gave to Ireland when they were singing about Ireland, particularly abroad. They called Ireland their Dark Rosaline. And it's also an Irish legend about the Dark Rosaline. It's sung for us here by Shimsa Tira Oscailga in Irish. And if ever there's a melody that brings up the sound of Ireland to me, it's this one. the haunting sound there of Joni Madden and her friends, and a piece entitled The Mountain of Women. And that girl never seems to produce a bad track. Lovely music, the finest whistle player in the world, in my book anyway. This next song brings me back to the times, and I've explained it to you lots of times, when I worked with the Jack Ruan Band in Ballina, and we did a lot of touring of the UK and the US as well. And whenever I hear this song, it takes me back to the days on my first trip to the US, and we played in some of the big halls in New York and in Chicago and in Boston and the Catskill Mountains. Now, this song reminds me of my trip to the Catskill Mountains, where there was a big festival going on, and we were playing at this festival, and I sang this song, and it takes me back to that time, because at the time I'd only just learnt the song for the tour itself, because we wouldn't sing it here at home. But when we went abroad, this is the type of song that I sang, and I can still remember the hair standing on the back of my neck when the audience just stood and listened and applauded at the end. I don't know whether it was because of my singing or whether it just brought them back home. And I really think that's what it was. Frank McCafferty, The Moon Behind the Hill.
I watched last night the rising moon upon a foreign strand, till memories came like flowers in June of home and fatherland. I dreamt I was a child once more beside the rippling rill, where first I saw in days of yore the moon behind the hill. It brought me back the visions grand, that purpled boyhood dreams, its youthful loves, its happy land, as bright as morning's beam. It brought me back my own sweet Knoll, the castle and the mill, until my eyes could see no more the moon behind the hill. It brought me back a mother's love, until in accents wild I prayed her from her home above to guard her lonely child. It brought me one across the way to live in memory still. It brought me back my Kathleen's grave, the moon behind the hill.
Well, if you're an exile from Ireland, I hope that song may have brought you a little nearer to home. Earlier on the programme, I played Seamsa Thira, and I said that it was a sound that always, well, meant Ireland to me. This one is almost the same, but it's sung for us here by Tommy Makem and the Clancy Brothers. Now, a little bit of honesty here on Joe's part. I prefer this played as an instrumental. It has a haunting melody, but the words are nice as well. The Clancy Brothers, again, were the founders of the ballad scene. Well, I think so anyway, here in Ireland, around the late 50s, early 60s. And it was from their small beginnings that the huge ballad scene took off, both here in Ireland and in the US and in the UK. Here, enough prattle, Joe. The Clancy Brothers and My Singing Bird.
I have seen the larks all high and morn, heard his song up in the blue. I have heard the blackbird pipe his nose, the thrush and the linnet too. But there's none of them can sing so sweet, my singing bird, as you. Singing bird from his own cozy nest. If I could catch my singing bird, I would warm him on my breast. For there's none of them can sing so sweet, my singing bird, as you. Singing bird to the arms that I love best, for there's none of them can sing so sweet, my singing bird, as you.
Our next track is not a song. It's a poem, or as it used to be called at one time, I'm sure, a recitation. And it's done by none other than Ronnie Drew. Now, you have to get yourself into the situation here. Here's Ronnie Drew reciting the poem of a couple talking to each other, a real Dublin couple. And they're reminiscing about how they first met and how they fell in love and how they got married. And he keeps saying at the end of each verse, "Remember, how could I ever forget?" I think this is wonderful. But you have to enter into the spirit of it. Get the feel of the old Dublin couple talking to each other. Here's Ronnie Drew. And by the way, it's the wife that's doing the talking, and Jem is the Dublin man's name. There are a lot of men in Dublin. They're often called Jem. Have a listen.
You remember, Jem, when you first stepped out, you had a pinstripe suit, you wouldn't open your mouth. But you really looked lovely, except your shirt sticking out. Do you remember, Jem? Do you remember? Will I ever forget? And the day picking winkles on Dolly Mount Strand, and the tide came in and it nearly drowned our gran. Had to push her home in a three-wheel pram. Do you remember, Jem? Do you remember? Will I ever forget? And the hooly in the house at Stevenson's night, you met all the relations and nothing went right. And everybody thought you were my little brother Stan, except he's bigger. And he never ever got sick all over grand. You remember, Jem? Do I remember? Will I ever forget? And the day we went to the Phoenix Park to look at the deer and sit in the grass, and you held me hand and asked for the kiss, but I wouldn't give in, because I knew it was a mortal sin. And then you said you loved me. Do you remember? Will I ever forget? And do you remember the day you changed me name and you couldn't find the ring and Gran started praying? She looked in your waistcoat and she poked your arm and she put her hands in your pocket, your trousers fell down. Remember, Jam?
Do I remember? Will I ever forget?
And the singing and dancing back at the house. Come to think of it now, you were as quiet as a mouse. But you shouldn't have put the whiskey in Gran's bottle of stew. I thought she was dead when I found her asleep in the wedding bed. But it was lovely. It was grand. And you had to sleep with me little brother Stan. Do you remember?
Do I remember? Will I ever forget?
Well, 40 years now we've been knocking about. I'm much the same, and you haven't changed. Except me teeth, not me own. And you've got gout. But you really look lovely. Except your shirt sticking out. Do you remember, Jam?
Do I remember? Will I ever forget?
Ronnie Drew. And do I remember? Will I ever forget? God bless him. Every time I hear Ronnie Drew, I think of my father, who's gone to God now. He sounded so like him. We move on and we have a newcomer again, one of our newcomers, and this time it's Mary Jo Bonner, and she's telling us the story of Eileen McManus. Did we not have Daniel and Mary Duff doing this a couple of weeks ago? Anyway, here's a new version from, as I say, Mary Jo Bonner and Eileen McManus.
Thank you.
A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I introduced you to Richie Remo. Do you remember? He's a lad that does very good country music, and he's doing country and Irish for us here. It's moving along nicely. We've played Sharon Shannon's version of this quite often on the programme, but here's Richie Remo and a sort of a Galway girl medley. And this guy, I really think he's brilliant. I've got a couple of his albums. Now, a lot of it's not Irish, it's just pure country or various types of country as well. We've got Cajun, but here it's, well, country and Irish and Cajun and a general mixture of Irish too, but it's nice. Richie Remo and a Galway girl medley. And I just want to warn you also that it's a longer track than we normally have on Sounds Irish, but I defy you not to tap your feet or clap your hands or nod your head when this is playing. Here's Richie Remo and the Galway girl medley. Come on, let's go, Richie.
On the old long walk of the day, I met a little girl in the step to top. I find something, and he asked you, friend, tell me what would you do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I knew right then that it's taking a twirl. Right to Salt Hill Prom with the Galway girl. I've sung long, with a broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you now, tell me what would you do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? Cause I've traveled around, I've been all over this world. Boys, I've never seen nothing like the Galway girl. Time. Nothing like a country song. Leave these blues behind. Well, if you like to sing it again. Let those good times roll. Come on, everybody, yeah. Let's sing Walk with the Roll. When we're all having fun with friends, we don't the words, let's sing this song. One for the road, one for the road, let's sing it one more time. Nothing like a country song, leave these blues behind. Well, if you like to sing it again. Let those good times roll, so come on everybody, yeah. And our romancing, you just wanna sing along. Oh, clap your hands now, shout a little louder. Walk to the road, let's sing this song. Walk to the road, walk for the road, let's sing it one more time. Nothing like a country song, leave these blues behind. Well, if you like, sing it again. Let those good times roll. So come on, everybody, yeah. Let's sing Walk with the Roll. You could talk about Atlantis, half lost beneath the sea. By the grave of the unknown soldier, by the cry of the banshee, who was a man in the Artemis, Saint Jack rips it free.
But ask a mom's dummy doll, it's still a mystery.
Oh, if I could, I'd build a wall around old Donegal. And out the side, keep the mud, by God, I'd build it all. Do you see those chicken ranches? I'd legalize them all. We'll have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal.
Yeah,
yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Stand in the top of Regal, we give you such a thrill. I can hear them say in Dublin, there's gold beneath the house. Now don't despair, cause if you dare, the answer lies with me. There's a wall that's deep, but it's going cheap somewhere in Germany. Oh, if I could, I'd build a wall around old Donegal. But out of the side, to keep the mud, by God, I'd build it all. Do you see those chicken ranches? I'd legalize them all. We'll have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal.
Yeah,
yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal.